Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast, brought to you by Factor Pre-Prepared Meals.
We have an update on Factor for you. We'll do it at the end of the podcast, Sam.
Okay.
Murphy and I do anyway, with some Factor meals on the way. But today in this podcast, I want to shout out and, you know, when you have the opportunity to put in a good word for someone, especially someone who works in the service industry, someone who works in retail, you've got to do it. So I have a little story to tell.
You mean like a comment card or a...
Yes.
Okay.
Whatever kind of good word you can put in. And if you've never worked in the service industry, which I did once a long time ago, it's hard work. You know, it's physical and mental, and you're on and you're pleasing. You're trying to please customers all day, pleasing the public, which is difficult. It's harder than you know unless you've ever done it. And then working in retail also. I've never worked in retail. Man, I should have, huh? I wanted to.
You consume it.
I could still do it though, right?
You do. It's called Poshmark.
And Mercari. Okay, so anyway.
You know, with both of our daughters in the service industry, they're very, very observant about everything that, you know, that goes on. And
I love it.
They're very focused on making sure that that person, you know, who's waiting on them is appreciated because they do it themselves.
Look, when we go out to dinner with Taylor and Phoebe, and let's just say that the food is taking forever to come out, you know, Murphy and I will start getting grumpy and we'll be like, oh, gosh, you're starving. You know, we're just, you know, doing what you do at the table with your family. Yeah. We'd never say that to a server. And Taylor and Phoebe go, oh, they come to the defense of the server and the whole restaurant.
Like, in the kitchen.
You never know what's going on, Mom. Calm down.
They could be shorthanded back there.
Yeah, I love that. It's empathy. They have empathy. So, and at the end of the meal, Phoebe will start, what do you call that? Bussing the table.
Yeah,
she stacks up everything. It's cute. So, but I want to tell a little story about something that happened to me yesterday afternoon. And I was the beneficiary of someone's awesome, awesome service. And I was like, how can I thank you for this? So I walked into the place where I had bought these frames that I'm wearing. I bought these frames years ago, my tortoise shells that I've loved so much. And then remember that I stepped on them recently.
Mm-hmm. Doing yoga, wasn't it?
I had taken them off to do yoga. Mm. And you can't see, rolling up my mat and...
Crunch.
I stepped on them and I broke them. And I had gone to her and she says, yes, these cannot be repaired. And so we tried to find other frames because the lenses were good. And so we tried to find other frames that would fit the lenses. We could pop these lenses out and I couldn't find any. This particular pair of tortoise shells that I love so much, they don't carry in this store anymore. You know, I couldn't get them there. I couldn't just buy new frames. So I was like, okay, I went away. It dawned on me to look for them online, and I did. Mm. And they were on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have an eBay account, but Murphy does. So I'm like, hey, can you buy these for me? And he did.
Did he have to bid on them or just buy them?
You could have bid on them, but...
I think it was a buy it now price. No, I don't think
it was
it?
Well, no. It was a very low price, actually, because they don't make these anymore. In other words, it's on the whatever resale market. So I walk into this optical place and I'm hoping she's there because, you know, she already knows my situation. You know, she knows that I want these frames specifically and these lenses will pop right in, but I didn't trust myself to pop them in.
Yeah.
And I think that's a correct decision, right?
Probably, yeah. Especially if you've just paid money for them and you're not a professional.
So I walked in with an old broken pair that had the correct lenses in and a brand new pair of frames with no lenses. I walked in and I saw her and I'm like, hi, do you remember me? No. She kind of did. And then she goes, oh, right. And but when I first walked in and I said, hi, I was so excited to see her. You could see she was not in that space. You can just tell when someone who's working, when they're defeated almost. Mm-hmm. She was in a very defeated state. It was towards the end of the day. And I don't know what she had been dealing with, but she just seemed tired and she seemed a little stressed.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, hey, guess what? Remember the other day when we tried to find, you know, frames to fit these and no luck? And I said, my husband found them on eBay. Here they are. She was like, wow. She said, you didn't pay full price for these. I said, no. And I said, I brought them to you because I am too scared to pop them in myself. Will you guys do that? Do you do that here? And she goes, yes. And so she stopped what she was doing, sat down and did them for me. She took her time. You know, it wasn't I'm glad I didn't try. It's not easy work.
Yeah.
And but she even said something, it may not fit. She said, I can't promise you it will. Let me work on it. And so she did, and she got them both in. So what I'm wearing are the new frames with my same old lenses today. And so at the end of it, okay, I said, what do I owe you? And she says, you don't owe me for that. I can't, we don't have that in the system. We don't charge for that. And I was like, okay, well, I would like to tip you. We can't do that here. I can't accept a tip. I said, you can't accept a tip under the table. She's like, no, there are cameras.
Great.
Well, you know what nice. I mean. I looked at her like, you can't
you
really
use accept- the words under the table.
Yeah. Not really, but I mean, I did a second try with, you're sure you can't accept
probably,
a tip?
She probably thought you were a corporate spy at that point. You know
what
I mean?
If I dropped a 20 on the floor and you happened to find it?
I needed you there for this idea. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she said, no. She said, thank you, though. And then I saw a spark in her. She goes, you can. She literally changed her whole energy. She goes, you can fill out a comment card for me. Oh. I said, okay, give me the pen. And she gave me this card, and I wrote her this awesome review. And then I gave it to her. I said, here you go. I said, where will this go? Like, she goes, it'll go straight to my manager. She said, so thank you. And when I left, she seemed like a different person.
Well, that's good.
And
good.
Just knowing that she was going to get like a whatever, some accolades, that her manager was going to see that in writing, that meant a lot to her. And the same thing has happened to me at this very same place with another employee who asked me to fill out a comment card a long time ago. And it means the world to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is something you can do beyond tipping when you can't tip.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a lesson for me to ask, what else can I do?
Yeah, I'm
putting
glad.
In a good word.
Yeah, it's really cool that you, because I guess you wouldn't have known that there was a comment card in the first place.
No.
And that's probably, it comes up for her annual review, or maybe it's a bonus opportunity, or maybe it's a salary increase or something like that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I know. So thank you, Denise. You were awesome. And it's not, I was happy to turn around her mood with that, but it was mostly about, wow, I feel like, you know, she definitely earned that accolade with her manager. Yeah. And I hope it matters.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, dealing with the public as she does, she probably has plenty of people who don't appreciate the help or whatever, or, you know, their own frustrations if something doesn't show up on time. You really have to be quite resilient in that kind of a role. And she works at one of the super centers, right?
Yeah, it's a super center.
Right. And so, you know, I think that, you know, it's you're talking
I don't buy fancy glasses.
Well, you're talking about a place where life is kind of transactional. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of built to be that way, right? That's right down to the self-checkouts. And so, unfortunately, not everybody takes the time to appreciate the service the way that you did.
We're all in our own heads about what we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this. It's not just in retail or service. Anyone wouldn't. I would love for my superior to hear something good about me from someone else.
Mm-hmm.
I would love that. Wouldn't you guys? Maybe I'll write you a comment card.
Yeah.
Did you continue to try to push that tip on her? Or you
no.
Gave up?
No, I understood.
No.
When she said, no, there are cameras. She can't do that.
But what you're talking about is something that it goes beyond just the employee thing. It can be a total stranger who's having a bad day.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just a great positive way to be. My grandmother was one who always said the worst thing that you can do with a compliment is keep it inside.
Oh, and so, that's a sweet, sweet, sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us about Factor, because I can tell you, Murphy and I have 6 Factor meals coming next week.
Yeah. I also want to find out if you got the deal on it, because our Factor deal, I'll give you this right up front. You go to factormeals.com and you get, if you use the code MSJ50, you get 50% off your first box, 20% off your next box. You're on your next box.
I'm on the 20% off box.
Aha! So it works.
Yeah. And we, you know, we're having a week next week where I want the help with the no cleanup and the delicious food, but I'm also going to cook a little bit. So instead of 12 meals, which we overdid it a little bit the first time,
yeah.
We did 6. We're doing 6.
But see, that's what's great about Factor.
Pick which ones.
Factor, they will put it on the website like 2 or 3 weeks in advance. So if you know you're going to have that week coming up, you can say, let me take care of that now. 2 weeks, they'll show up at the door. Pop them in the fridge when you're ready to eat. 2 minutes in the microwave.
And I picked specifically what. And one night, Murphy, we're going to have filet.
I didn't know. Have you had the filet yet?
I have not had the filet yet, no.
Okay.
We only ordered 2. Sorry, Sam.
Well, we'll report back to you.
All right, so the code is MSJ50.
Factormeals.com, and that'll get you 50% off your first box, 20% off your next box, and that does include filet mignon.
Factor, a sponsor of the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.